flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Let's hit the skins. Brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Well, then grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case there's skins hitting? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can get both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies for 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great. All right, we're going to get into some audio from the general manager of the Washington Commanders, Adam Peters. The first clip is him talking about Marshawn Lattimore and his take on how he performed this season after he was acquired from the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, Marshawn, he came into a tough situation. He did, and he was injured when he got here. And so anytime you come into a new team and you're injured, it's really hard to integrate, you know, and plus you're coming in at the end of the season. So at the same time, you're rehabbing, you're learning a new defense, you're trying to meet new teammates. And so it was a tough situation for him to come in. But what was cool was, we saw him get better and we saw him get more acclimated, not only to the defense, but to his teammates. And so really excited for him to have an off season with us and really learn the defense from the ground up and really have that full runway of training camp and leading into the season, and looking forward to that.
That's what we kind of said yesterday.
Right.
You know, that give him a whole off season, give him a training camp. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he's 100% healthy. Should be a better player. Right. I know Bickle wants to get rid of him.
I don't expect much different. Well, I think he's grabby, whatever.
Well, he is physical.
He's going to be a pain in the ass. I don't mind physical.
That's why he's been so good.
And I don't think he ingratiated himself either to his teammates when he was asked after the game, like, what went wrong? He's like, three turnovers, you just can't.
Yeah, he should have said, I didn't play well.
Yeah, he should have been, you know what?
I shouldn't have given up the 4th and 5.
Yeah, say, I didn't have the best day, and we turned the ball over a bunch. Like, you got to own some of it yourself when you let the other team put up 55 on you, and he didn't really seem like he was into doing that.
It wasn't just him.
I know, it wasn't just him.
I noticed that. Did other people notice that comment? Like,
probably.
I think so. I don't think it went over very well.
Well, do you have evidence of that, or you're just guessing?
No, just anecdotally. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't. Yeah.
No, I know. I listened to that, and I go, wow, you're kind of throwing a guy under the bus. But I didn't hear anybody complain about it. I thought he just got away with it.
Yeah. So, and look, this is partially Adam Peters putting it out there that, like, hey, I made this move. Like, let's give it some time. I understand him trying to finesse the situation. He acquired the player for a third, I believe a fourth and a seventh round pick, and you didn't get the returns you were looking for in that first half season. So now he's hoping with an offseason of rest, recuperation, more integration into the scheme, that he'll be a better player.
I'm sure a lot of fans probably
starting
feel
week one
that same
of next
way.
Year.
Eric, I just think you got to give him another year.
It's fine.
Hopefully he's going to play a whole year.
But remember, he had played a whole year.
He hadn't done that in 3 years.
But neither had Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz had a resurgence, so it's possible.
I just put it up as our Surfside poll of the day. We love Surfside iced tea and vodka and Surfside lemonade and vodka. They are the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can, only 100 calories, with zero carbonation for easy sipping. Find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety. 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. It's simple. If you're running the Commanders, what do you do with Marshawn Lattimore? Move on or run it back?
I don't mind having guys that are like kind of like jerks on the field, for lack of a better way of describing them. Like, I remember in our heyday, like Wilbur Marshall. No one liked Wilbur Marshall, right, but I sure liked having him on my team.
Yep. You don't mind fiery agitators. No, Brian Mitchell was like that.
B. Mitch was just like that. I was going to say that. But I don't know.
Except he produced.
I haven't seen the payoff.
Yeah.
Like, I see all the agitating stuff, but I haven't seen the payoff.
Nikki Jabala
next year.
Yeah, Nikki Jabala says in 5 games with Washington, Lattimore totaled 6 penalties for a loss of 96 yards, which helped set up 20 points for other teams.
I mean, I think he was a disaster, but you know, to your point, you know, let's see if he can get healthy for the first time in forever.
It might be Adam's first L. If all of a sudden he's injured next season.
And he's going to have L's.
I know. Every GM has L's.
Yeah, he's going to have a bunch of
them. He's not going to have a 1,000 batting percentage.
But
he's
going to
have some misses.
I guess they're financially committed.
Or maybe he has an L for 24, but in 2025, it's a win.
Would you bet on it? Mm. Seems like you're kind of betting on it. That's the vibe I get from you.
I don't have confidence he'll stay healthy because he just hasn't proven that in the last 3 years.
I don't have that either.
If he's on the field, I think he's going to be good.
I mean, he has a reputation of being very good.
I didn't see any indication he wasn't healthy other than he sucked.
He's.
I don't know, maybe.
So everyone's saying he wasn't healthy.
He might have just been.
How do we know he wasn't healthy?
Well, I assume he was.
You didn't see many pass breakups.
Because he was on
breakups. I'll say this.
Many pass
a loss
breakups.
Is a loss.
I can't think of one.
He seemed close on a lot of those plays, but that's what we say about Benjamin St. Juice.
More people for close.
No,
St. Juice
but
is the
if,
same
if
thing.
If he was hampered a little bit by the hamstring,
I didn't see anything
I would personally,
different technique wise than St. Juice.
I would personally run it back with him and hope that this is a guy who was drafted very high. He has a reputation for being a shutdown corner, and I would just hope that these 5 or 6 games that we saw him were a bit of an anomaly, that he comes back and he starts to show,
you know,
why he got a big contract.
The only thing I would say to that, and it's not fair, but you know when you're scouting or you're recruiting and you go in, it takes you 3 minutes to see who the standouts are. I've seen this guy 5 games. I've seen enough. That's my opinion.
If I'm Peters,
and you
back.
May be proven right, yeah. And I
he's coming back. There's no way they're just cutting
back.
Bait with him after a half season of ineffective.
If he
play.
Was in high school and he was at an Under Armour camp, and he was like, and I'm sure he was, he popped in the first drill. He's not popping now. He's popping for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, but they've seen film of him at his best. They wouldn't have traded for him
years ago.
At his best. Not necessarily. I don't think Adam Peters would have signed him if his best was 3 years ago and he wasn't producing even this year in New Orleans.
I kind of want to bet on him having a resurgence, but I don't know, he's tough to gamble on. I don't feel confident about it.
I don't know. He's very annoying.
The thing that's kind of...
I don't know why he annoys me so much.
The thing that you have to worry about with him is, man, these other players get into his head.
Yeah.
And he just kind of takes it out on those guys.
He can't get out of his own way. Like,
and I'm guessing he's always been like that.
If things go sideways for him, he can't just compartmentalize.
That's part of his edge.
And get back to the next
play. That's part of his edge.
Maybe he gets the other people out of their games, though.
Maybe he does. He didn't.
Now
he didn't seem to with Evans and Brown.
I'm willing to give him a second chance and see if he's healthy and productive. But if Malik Nabers comes out and has 12 catches against him for $150 in week 1 or week 2. I'm going to be raising my eyebrows.
Yeah.
Jason,
yeah.
You said Nikki wrote
Jabala,
or tweeted or whatever that he had 6 penalties in the 5 games that net resulted in 20 points. How many points did he give up when he just didn't have a penalty?
He just gave up a touchdown.
His ass just got burned.
I mean, I would say a decent amount because
I think the guy was probably responsible for like 50
know.
Points.
I don't know that.
I think A.J. Brown scored on him. Evan scored on him. So those weren't on penalties. Those were actual touchdowns.
I'm just so let down. I just feel so burned by him.
You feel jilted by him.
I just want him out of my face.
800-636-1067.
Don't you like a good redemption
story? If you
want
to chime in.
I do.
You're not even willing to give him a second chance.
I mean, I kind of am, but I think I feel like I've seen enough. Mm. As an elite talent evaluator, I feel like I've seen enough.
The other part of it, if you want to chime in again, 800-636-1067 or vote at Junks Radio, does he fit into the brotherhood? Does he fit into the culture?
Yeah. No idea. I'm sure the guys love a fiery guy.
I think guys like guys who produce.
Yeah, exactly. I know a guy told me, he said, like, in the locker room, they don't care where you're drafted, whatever. Mm-hmm. All they care about is if you can help the team.
It's a meritocracy.
If you hurt the team,
as it should be,
they don't get sized.
Of course not.
Because you're hurting the team.
Right.
They don't care. And they actually hate you more if you're a high-priced guy and you're hurting the team.
Yeah.
And if you
can lift up the team, you deal with the eccentricity.
Right.
That's a hard one.
That's a hard one.
Eccentricities?
Eccentricities. I think you got it.
Yeah.
But you deal with the Dennis Rodmans of the world.
You deal with the weirdness.
Yes.
There comes a point where even Rodman, juice ain't worth the squeeze.
Yeah, after three championships.
Well, yeah, it depends. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I would agree with you. He's got to prove on the field that he's worth what they traded for him. And
I have no reason to believe.
We just didn't see it this year.
I have no reason to believe. I didn't see any evidence that the hamstring was still bothering him. I mean, the guy took a year off.
Well, the evidence was he wasn't on the field for the first 6 weeks.
Right. And then when he played, he...
Yeah, maybe he was just a little rusty, a little out of shape. Who knows?
Shocker, I had the wrong read.
Have been playing then.
I thought his hamstring would be instantly healed as soon as he landed in Washington.
Turns out
it dogged him all the way throughout the time he showed up here.
All right, let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Junks? Love the show as always. I think we just need talent. You know what I mean? He didn't play that great. Yeah, maybe he came in the middle of the season, banged up, whatever. But we need that. Like, we need somebody back there. You know what I mean? Everyone's talking about St. Juice, this, that. I mean, the guys can cover anybody. So we need the talent. Even if it's his second guy or whatever, he's got talent. Let him get affiliated with the guys, and let's see what happens.
Particularly good at this point? What did you see that you think makes him particularly good?
Well, I just think GM,
what'd he do?
Adam Peters, I mean, I think he just knows a lot more than you, Bickle. So that, I mean, that.
All right, I would stipulate to that. But I think also Adam Peters is a little bit in a bind because he went all in, and now he's got all this money on the line. And he's going to try to – a lot of people try to justify it.
But, Eric, don't you think that, like, in the middle of the season, our fans at the beginning of the season, we were getting just drugged through – I mean, every receiver
I appreciate
us.
The swing. I'm saying he missed. I appreciate the swing.
You can't say that right now, though, can you? This early? I mean, after a few games, that a guy comes back injured? I mean, come on, like track record.
Maybe not. Maybe I'll be proven wrong, but my initial instinct is we whiffed on this one.
What do you think his track record is, though, Joe? How informed are you about the track record? Because we went through it yesterday. He hasn't played more than 10 games in over three seasons.
The last 3 years have been bad, yeah.
What if he's really good? What if he's as good as you think?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. So,
sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But he only plays 10. Hold on.
But what do we have, Bickle? I don't think he's that great.
Else. Kicks wants to trade out the kicker. To me.
Well, I mean, they could add pieces, Joe.
Is that the only corner option?
I want him as. Yeah, we just need play. We need guys back there. I know they gave up a lot for him, but I think you got to give it a little bit of time and just.
So you'd run it back. That's fair.
Listen, I think Eric is just saying. Take is reasonable.
There's no other choices.
I think your take is reasonable. I'm just saying I disagree. I think your take is reasonable.
But, yeah. Hey, is Tailgate Ted like the ROM of the junkies? Is Tailgate Ted the ROM, like the
well,
the,
he's an AD guy.
The ROM of the commander.
He's an AD guy. Yeah, there's like, no doubt
like,
about it.
What in the world, dude? He's kind of goofy. I love you, Tailgate Ted, but you're a little goofy.
Well, he's just all in on it. I mean, yes.
We can't relate to that.
Come on, man.
I just can't.
I can't. You can't subject yourself to that nonsense, bro. All right. Hey, have a great day.
Hey, Tailgate Ted isn't here to respond because he has to go to Fox 5.
Yeah.
Right. More ADs.
The guy,
he should go to CVS and get a
Hall really first. He really should be like a producer. You know what I mean? Like, because he's a great. He knows how to get press.
I know one thing. He wasn't going to take that jersey off with his name on it at any point.
No.
Despite everything that was said to him.
Yeah.
That jersey was staying on.
Yep. That was his armor.
I wish I could be that passionate about anything in my life.
Could you imagine?
Are you willing to take a beating?
Could you imagine?
You think I'm ready to take a punch in the face for Jupiter Lynx?
I'm going to go get a mouthpiece.
A mouthpiece?
Because are you? I mean,
that's the funniest thing.
How fun is that?
I'm with you, EB.
That's not fun.
It's unfun.
You know what? Honestly, I've been known to get in verbal sparring with people. It kind of ruins your day.
I went to a Terps game.
He's doing that for 4 quarters.
It doesn't bother him.
24/7.
I went to a Terps game with my family, and there were just four donks behind me, not yelling at me, yelling at the stupid referee the whole time, and it was miserable.
It takes a different type.
The funniest thing Tailgate said during his segment was, "Bickle, I told you, I was ready to die a loser."
It is bizarre. All right, can we keep taking some more of these calls? I think the Lattimore thing is a hot topic.
Yes,
they may have. They may have to wait.
We got Adam Kilgore
coming up.
Oh, okay,
we can do 8:45.
So the callers can hold on in the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. Next is Adam Kilgore, Washington Post National Sports Reporter. He'll join us next on The Fan.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.